Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now. Yes, indeedy. Welcome to another edition of Invite Health Radio. My name is Jerry Hickey. I'm a pharmacist, I'm a nutritionist, and I'm the chief scientific officer over here at Invite Health. When it comes to nutrition, we're making life better for a lot of people. Now, there are two nutrients in the human body that their activity declines with age, and that's bad because that affects your metabolism. Now, what's your metabolism? Everything. Metabolism is not just burning fat and creating energy. Metabolism is brain function, heart function, muscle function, the ability of the liver to get rid of toxins, the ability of the kidneys to get rid of urine. That's all part of metabolism. So as you age, these two nutrients are called ALCAR and also called ALA. And they function well together. They have greater benefits when you put them together than when you use them separately. It's not just an additive effect. An additive effect would be 1 and 1 equals 2. This is actually a synergism. It's like 10 times better when you use them together. So what do? They allow the cells to turn sugar and oxygen into energy. So here are the ramifications of what occurs as their activity declines with age. Poorer memory, less brain energy. Now, that's important. A study came out about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks. Older people are not active. It's not that their body is fatigued. It's that their brain is fatigued. These two restore energy production to an aging brain. That's a very important thing to do. We'll get into that later because that's, in my opinion, that's their major activity. But they benefit the entire body. They're supposed to be in the body. The enzymes that work with them, that allow them to work, decline in concentration, and therefore the nutrients don't work as well. When you give these nutrients as a supplement, you bring their activity back online. How many studies show that? Thousands. Many, many human clinical trials published in medical journals and scientific journals and nutrition journals. ALCAR and ALA. It may be the most difficult supplement to manufacture. That's why once in a while we're a little low in it. We just got a big new batch in a week ago. I grabbed 4 bottles immediately. It's very important to my brain. Now, let me tell you what they do for the rest of the body. ALCAR powerfully helps protect your kidneys. Well, that's a good thing. ALA powerfully protects your liver. Your liver has amazing regenerative powers. You could basically cut half of your liver off and bury it in the backyard, and you'll regrow a fully functioning liver. ALA helps the liver regenerate. Both ALCAR and ALA help the pancreas do its major job, which is controlling your blood sugar, so it's not too high or not too low, because when sugar is out of control, it's dangerous. Both ALCAR and ALA resupply energy to the heart, and this is a very important statement. There are certain supplements, God forbid you had a heart attack, they limit the amount of damage to the heart. Okay, there are four, that if you had a heart attack and there's enough of these in your heart, less of your heart is damaged, which means you have a much better chance of surviving the heart attack. One of them is fish oils. One of them is ubiquinol. And the other two are in the supplement, their ALCAR with ALA. If you have enough of any of these four in your heart at the time of a heart attack, it'll limit the amount of damage to the heart. That's very important. Less of the heart dies. Less of the heart is damaged. Now, they power up your muscles. They power up your blood vessels. Like the University of Boston has shown that it can help adjust high blood pressure in aging people. Studies show that giving ALCAR with ALA is not just healing and energizing for the aging body. They help get rid of fatigue and restore energy. They help restore normal blood pressure, normal control of triglycerides and cholesterol. Why? Because the blood vessels are working like younger blood vessels. The heart is pumping like a stronger, younger heart. The kidneys and liver are functioning better. So everything is under better control. Just the opposite of aging. It's pushing back on the infirmities of aging. It's pushback. So you can have a nice, graceful, enjoyable aging experience. Go out there and have a good time with supplements like this. They make a difference. The three major activities I use them for, well, yes, I do use them in heart attack survivors to help prevent heart damage. There's no doubt about it. We're talking about alcohol with ALA. When somebody comes in who's at risk of a heart attack or who's had a heart attack, I give them alcohol with ALA to help protect their heart. So that is a major utilization, obviously. But I used them for tinnitus. I mixed them with cocoa for tinnitus. It really helps my clients. I used them for nerve pain. I haven't seen anything work better than alcohol with ALA for nerve pain. It works better than the drugs, and it's healing. You could compare alcohol with ALA's benefits for reducing nerve pain, regardless of the cause of the nerve pain. Doesn't matter if it was related to diabetes or chemotherapy or a virus, whatever the cause of the nerve pain. Alcohol with ALA have been shown to work as good as Cymbalta, Lyrica, gabapentin. The difference is they also promote healing and good function of the nerves. The drugs can't do that. We'll try to get into that in a little while. But the number one use is memory. Memory and mood. Because alcohol with ALA are great antidepressants also. Older people tend to drift into depression for certain reasons. Basically because... believe it or not, it's not that they're worried about growing old. They've actually shown that life is more enjoyable as you age. I mean, I'm 64. I noticed in my 50s, I was enjoying my life a lot more than any time previous. Because you know what's important. You get rid of all the nonsense. You don't care about it. You don't care about what certain stuffy people say. You're done with all that. You're not out to impress people. You're out to enjoy your life. So you see in your 50s like, oh, well, life really is enjoyable. I don't need all those trappings to enjoy my life. I'm going to start with a recent study that came out 3 days ago, May 14th, in Neuroscience. It's a study from UCLA, the Department of Epidemiology, University of California, Los Angeles, and the Department of Neurology, Copenhagen University Hospital. That, of course, would be in Denmark, but also the Faroe Islands. The Faroe Islands are islands, I think they're part of either Denmark or Norway. Not sure. They either fall under the auspices of Denmark or Norway, but they're northwest of Scotland. The Faroe Islands are up there near the Shetland Islands, up above Scotland, which is kind of a cool place. I want to visit there. In any event, why do so many people up in these islands develop Parkinson's? Is it genetics? Well, they found two things that was causing Parkinson's disease up in the Faroe Islands. One of them was genetics. But that wasn't the cause of most of the cases of Parkinson's disease. Most of the causes of Parkinson's disease was low levels of ALCAR in the brain. When they looked at a couple of hundred people with Parkinson's versus the healthy people in the Faroe Islands, same age, same sex, what was the difference? The people developing Parkinson's had low activity of ALCAR in their brain. So here's a different kind of study. I mean, that was kind of riveting to me. This is... a study for American former soldiers, American veterans. It's from the Biomedical Research Foundation. The Biomedical Research Foundation is down in Little Rock, Arkansas. And they have hundreds of scientists, medical doctors and nurses and pharmacists working together to improve health care for U.S. veterans, especially mental health, like post-traumatic stress disorder, thinking of suicide, things like this, depression. So they worked with researchers in Italy that had the largest bank of preserved brains, donated preserved brains on the planet. They worked with, it's in PLOS One, a great American journal. They worked with this brain bank in Italy, with a whole bunch of academic research institutions throughout Italy, from Molise, from Florence, from Foggia. And here's what they found. They're looking at donated brain tissue. Some of these people had Alzheimer's. Some of these people had mild cognitive impairment, which is nasty and dangerous. Some of them were just losing memory, and some of them were super agers, 80-year-olds with great memories, okay? So they looked at the brains of super agers, older people that get jokes, that are real quick, that are physically active, that are doing volunteer work, that are enjoying their life, and their memory is great. And they found a lot of ALCAR activity in their brain. Not as much as, let's say, a 40 or 50-year-old, but a lot more than other people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. So the superagers with great brain health, they had a lot of ALCAR activity. Not as much as a younger person, but they were doing quite okay. Then they looked at people with subjective memory complaints, their donated brain tissue. They had less ALCAR. But then as it went towards pathology, towards disease, there was less and less ALCAR. We'll finish this up when we come back from the break. Jerry Hinckley and Fight Home. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back to the program. Pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hinckley, Invite Health. So we're talking about ALCAR with ALA, how low levels of ALCAR are implicated in Parkinson's disease. And now the military and researchers involved with the military are looking at ALCAR to help veterans who return from places like Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria, who have post-traumatic stress disorder, who have serious depression, who are thinking of committing suicide, that's suicidal ideation, that's called, or other neuropsychological issues, like they were exposed to roadside bombs, etc. And they've been looking, the military's been looking at the following supplements now for a while. Fish oils, but recently they switched to krill oil. The military is now investigating krill oil rather than fish oil. They feel it works better. They're testing it in their fighter pilots for reaction time. They're testing it in their special forces, like the Rangers, and I don't know about the SEALs, but definitely the Army Rangers. They're testing it in their officers because they feel it'll do better for the brain. Also, they're testing NAC for hearing problems. We're going to talk about NAC later in the program, perhaps. It's on special today. They're testing ALCAR with ALA for depression, for memory problems, for post-traumatic stress disorder. What are the other supplements they're testing? Vitamin D. And that's all I could recall at the moment. So, ALCAR with ALA. Now, they're looking at it to help the Biomedical Research Foundation, which is trying to help veterans with mental health issues like post-traumatic stress disorder. They're looking at ALCAR. They're at this big brain bank. They found out super agers with good memories, people in their 80s with good memories, had plenty of ALCAR in their brain. Not as much as somebody in their 40s, but a lot more than someone else in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s because it dwindles with age. Then the next step, people with subjective memory disorders. Subjective memory complaints. It's not a disorder. A subjective memory complaint means you notice you're starting to forget things like people's names. It's different than 5 or 10 years before, but nobody else is noticing it. That's subjective memory complaints. They had a little bit less ALCAR. So then they went to people with actual pathology, actual disease of the brain. And first they looked at mild cognitive impairment. And mild cognitive impairment, there's definite shrinkage of the brain, and it really affects your memory. About 20 to 25% of people over the age of 60 develop mild cognitive impairment. There's too much shrinkage of their brain. There's always a little shrinkage, but these people have a lot of shrinkage. And it really affects their memory. The problem is most of these people will sink into Alzheimer's at some point. So on people with mild cognitive impairment, there was a lot less ALCAR. So then they went to people with actual Alzheimer's disease, real destruction of the brain, virtually no ALCAR activity. The ALCAR was like in the basement. Because ALCAR is needed to release neurotransmitters to learn and to remember and to heal the brain and to solve problems. ALCAR is needed to energize the brain. ALCAR is at the root of brain metabolism. Brain metabolism declines with age in everybody. Even the smartest astrophysicist, like this guy, Niels Tyson, their ability to use sugar for energy in their brain declines with age. And instead of using sugar to create energy, the brain is a super high energy organ. It's only 2% of the body mass, but it uses 20% of the energy of the calories from each meal. So when there's less sugar being used for energy, instead of the brain creating energy, it's creating lactic acid, which damages the brain, and a toxin called methylglyoxal. And this is exactly why a diminution in ALCAR function results in Parkinson's disease. As the brain fails to use sugar to create energy, because sugar is the major source of fuel for an aging brain, as the brain loses the ability to use sugar for energy, you're creating a toxin instead called methylglyoxal. So instead of energy, glycogen and sugar conversion into ATP, you're creating a toxin methylglyoxal. This causes Parkinson's. It's a major contributor to the Parkinson's process. But also, the acid increases the risk of damaging the little blood vessels in the brain, so you have microvascular damage, and you're going into some kind of prodromal shrinkage stage of the brain where you can drift towards real brain damage and possibly even Alzheimer's. So when you give ALCAR with ALA, you restore the ability to create energy in the aging brain, and you're not making methylglyoxal and lactic acid, which are both toxic to the brain. You're creating energy instead. And the brain starts to dance to Macarena, just like Al Gore. Remember Al Gore dancing to Macarena? Talk about embarrassing. Actually, I thought it was cute. In any event, the brain starts to do the rumba again, the samba. I mean, the brain gets energized. It's happy again. It's in a good place. It's a younger brain. It's a healthier functioning brain. It's once again cleansing itself, rebuilding itself, healing itself, and functioning and solving math so you could figure out the how to pay your bills or pay the tip after dinner and all these little things that amount to a good life. When they gave people with Alzheimer's disease, this is the University of Washington in Seattle, the Department of Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Portland, and the Department of Neurology, Oregon Health and Science University. It's published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. When they gave older veterans who were really losing memory, they seemed to be suffering with Alzheimer's. When they gave them ALA and fish oils, their brain was much better. They didn't have any cognitive function loss over a full year period. It prevented functional decline in these former soldiers, these veterans with Alzheimer's disease, early stage Alzheimer's disease. So here's a different one. This is in the Journal of Neurotransmission. It's the Department of Medical Rehabilitation and Geriatrics in Hanover, Germany. And they gave older people with Alzheimer's disease 600 milligrams of ALA every day or placebo for a year. It strongly prevented deterioration of brain function. So then they did a second study. They gave ALA 600 milligrams to patients with Alzheimer's disease over a four-year period. Yeah, four-year period. It also strongly slowed down loss of brain function compared to people on placebo. That's rather amazing. When people have Alzheimer's, they lose brain function every couple of months. There's a big decline in brain function. This was keeping them at a more steady state over a four-year period. So here's the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. This is the University of Massachusetts, Loyola University, which would be in Baltimore, Knox College, which is in Illinois, and Framingham State University up in Massachusetts. They gave people with brain shrinkage a combination, B vitamins, vitamin E, NAC. NAC is on special today. It works quite well with Alcar with ALA for brain function and hearing. And Alcar, it was a one-year study, and it really helped them maintain their brain. These are people with mild cognitive impairment. These are people at big risk of going to Alzheimer's disease. Giving them a combination based on NAC and Alcar prevented further deterioration of their brain. So let me read you a couple letters on Alcar and memory. This guy is a former soldier. He was exposed to roadside bombs. He came in to me because he had traumatic brain injury, and he was worried. And his memory was off. Great guy. His name is Searcy. He lives in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Question. I would like to know, since I will be ordering from your website again, if it makes sense to take two Alcar with ALA in the morning and two Alcar with ALA in the afternoon. Right now, I'm taking one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Alcar with ALA worked wonders on my traumatic brain injury. I'm not supposed to be remembering anything. Thank you. I told him he didn't need four a day, just three. Three would be plenty. Here's a lady that was using Alcar with ALA for nerve damage. Oh, no, ringing in the ears. And it helped her memory. Her name is Harriet from Edgewater. Very nice lady. I just needed to tell you what an incredible supplement Alcar with ALA is, and thank Jerry for talking about it on the radio. I really sent for it to help with my tinnitus. About 2 weeks after I started taking it, I was startled to realize that I was remembering things, like where I put my keys or even a piece of paper. I had been very stressed out because these little memory lapses were annoying, but especially they were scary. The only difference in my life is your Alcar with ALA. Here's Len in Manhattan. Since I've been using your Alcar with ALA about 1 year now, I take two a day, I find my retention of facts has greatly improved, and so has my overall memory. I love it. Thank you. Here's, I think the name is Colin. It's unusual handwriting. Colin. Alcar with ALA is a very good supplement for me. It supplies me with a great deal of energy and helps my memory function better. Here's a guy with a what we call essential tremors, where the hands are shaking like crazy. When you have essential tremors, they call them benign, but that's not true because you have a big risk of going into Parkinson's disease. His name is John. Hi, Jerry. You have helped me in the past. I am taking your Alcar with ALA with great results for benign slight tremors on the hands. I'm 63 years old. It's protecting his brain. Here's Vladimir in Brooklyn. Your Alcar with ALA, taken for memory and mental clarity, makes an unbelievable difference when you take it daily. I mean, this stuff is real. Now, the other thing is for nerve damage. It's great for nerve damage. Let me just read you a couple of titles of studies. Oh, where are they? Oh, no, this is the hearing one. We're not doing the hearing one today. We'll do it on a different show. It's also good for your hearing if you have ringing in the ears. Here's one, a study on people with sciatica, where both Alcar and ALA helped them. Here's one with people with chemotherapy-related nerve pain. It's for the University of Wisconsin-Carboni Cancer Center. And a second one, people who had nerve damage from chemo, when they gave them Alcar, not only did it help the nerve pain, but it helped restore their mental energy and their memory. Here's one on carpal tunnel syndrome. Alcar, it's in the journal CNS Drugs. It's from Italy, mostly Italy. A couple of American research institutions there also, but the Italians led the charge, like Sapienza University in Rome, my favorite city on the planet. Alcar helped women with carpal tunnel syndrome. And here's one, burning mouth syndrome. This is NYU School of Medicine, Langone Medical Center. Here's diabetic nerve damage, World Journal of Diabetes. I mean, these things help nerve pain. I've never seen anything work better for nerve pain. I have a number of doctors, neurologists, oncologists, and rheumatologists now using Alcar with ALA for nerve damage. The oncologists give it when the chemo is finished, but the neurologists and the rheumatologist can give it any time. So here's a couple of letters. This is Lisa. I was wondering if I can take alcohol with ALA. My husband had very bad sciatica pain, and after taking it, his pain is gone. Here's Barry. He had shingles, which is a viral infection that causes nerve pain, and he also had diabetic nerve damage to his feet. My shingles skin rashes have mostly cleared up, and your protocol helped me with the pain and getting off the damaging painkillers, which cause very bad constipation and upset stomach. But back to your protocol. I realized that my diabetes-induced peripheral neuropathy, dull feeling, tingling pain on the bottom of my feet has disappeared. He had burning, too. He said burning on another sentence. Rose in Astoria. Your alcohol with ALA helped me with my shingles pain. Within 3 weeks, the pain was gone and never returned. That was 2 months ago. I mean, it's real. It's real. The effect is real. Alcohol with ALA for your memory, tinnitus, nerve pain, burning some fat, restoring some strength. Great for energy. Incredibly safe supplement. Incredibly safe. Scores and scores of human clinical trials prove this. I take it every morning. Are you kidding me? We'll be right back. Jerry Hickey and Vital. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. If you want to inquire, we have franchises available, franchise opportunities. You might want to inquire about that. If you're enjoying what I'm saying, if you're inquiring, we make very high quality supplements. Our stores are very friendly. They're very beautiful. They're easy to navigate. They're very professional. It's a great way to make a living. If you want to inquire about a franchise, just send me an email. My email address, it's the same address if you want to ask me any questions about your health. My email address is jhickey, J like Jerry, jhickey@invitehealth.com, jhickey@invitehealth.com. If you're interested in a franchise, just write franchise, and I'll put you in touch with the right people over here at Invite. It's a great way to make a living. It's a lot less expensive to open an Invite franchise than it is to buy a fast food franchise. Fast food franchises are starting to suffer a little bit because younger people are changing their eating habits. They're more aware that bad food is going to hurt them. And they don't get tricked so easily by some of the commercials and advertising. This is a great way to make a living. You're helping people. And you know what? You're going to get really good feedback. You're going to feel good at night when you go home. So if you want to inquire about our franchise, send me an email, jhickey@invitehealth.com. Now, another thing that declines in the body and the brain with age is fish oils. I happen to love fish. I love to eat codfish. I love tuna. I don't eat tuna that often because of the mercury. But codfish are clean, and I eat a lot of fresh salmon. I mean, I love fish. I eat shrimp. I love it. And fish have been shown to lower the risk of a broken hip, a heart attack, Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, Parkinson's disease. Fish oils help lower the risk of breast cancer. They help reduce pain in your joints. I mean, there's a lot of really good things that come out of fish oils and eating fish. So on the days when I know I'm going to have a big piece of codfish, I don't take my krill oil. I don't have to that day. So maybe twice a week I'm eating fish. So those 2 days I skip the krill oil. I don't have to. I could take the krill oil. But I don't need to. The other days, I'm taking 3 krill oil every morning with my breakfast. Here's some reasons why. Omega-3 bone health benefits underlined in hip fracture meta-analysis. Okay, now what does that mean? A meta-analysis is only as good as the people who do it. Like, are they choosing studies that lack bias? Are they choosing well-designed studies? This was proven to be a good meta-analysis. They took 10 different human clinical trials. Well, actually, 7 prospective studies, 3 case-control studies. 293,000 people. Higher intake of fish oils or fish, either one. Fish oil capsules or fish, a lower risk of hip fracture. What was the decline in hip fracture risk? 22%. Why would fish oils help prevent a broken hip or a broken spine or a broken wrist or a broken ankle? They reduce inflammation that could damage your bones. That's the truth. Like if you have diabetes or if you're really overweight and obese, cells release a lot of inflammation. And that inflammation can damage your bones. And your bones thin, and then you can have a fracture. Fish oils prevent that kind of inflammation. But here's another one. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, a whole bunch of research institutions, intake of fish and or fish oils, and mild to severe cognitive impairment risk, a dose-response meta-analysis, 21 studies, okay? 21 studies. 182,000 people included in these studies. 21 studies, 182,000 people. If you eat fish or take fish oils, it lowers your risk of Parkinson's disease. It lowers your risk of mild cognitive impairment by 29%. That's the stage that frequently is before Alzheimer's disease, where the brain has shrunk and your memory is really terrible. And about 80% of people are thought to drift into Alzheimer's disease once they have mild cognitive impairment. What about Alzheimer's disease? If you have our krill oil, or you take a fish oil supplement, or you eat fish frequently, not once a week, but 2 or 3 times a week, and it has to be high-quality fish, like fresh anchovies, or fresh sardines, or fresh pollock, or shrimp, or codfish, or halibut, or salmon, or tuna. Just watch out with the tuna, because there's mercury in it. You don't have that problem with the cod and with the salmon. If you have fish 3 times a week, or if you take fish oil supplements, and you don't need a lot, or if you take our krill oil supplement, it lowers your risk of all dementia by 14%. There's a lot of different dementias, like Lewy body dementia, Parkinson's dementia, vascular dementia. It lowers your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 37%. So here, what about krill oil in the brain? This is Clinical Interventions in Aging. It's Japan Women's University and the Kyorin University School of Medicine, their Department of Neuropsychiatry. Okay? The Japanese do very high-quality studies. It's a state-of-the-art study. You can't get a better study. It's randomized, double-blind, parallel group, placebo-controlled. But this is people that are older. They're from 61 to 72. And it's 12 weeks of treatment with krill oil. Now, but listen to this. I'm going to have to explain something. They use 3 things in this study. They either use sardine oil, which is a great source of fish oils. Sardine oil and salmon oil are like the best source of omega-3 fatty acids in fish. Or cod, okay? So they gave them either sardine oil, or they gave them krill oil, or they gave them a placebo. But it really wasn't a placebo. It was medium-chain triglyceride. So I have to explain that. A young brain very effectively uses sugar for energy. As you grow older, much older, it gets harder and harder to use sugar for energy. That's why we give alcohol with ALA. We reinstitute the ability of the brain to use sugar for energy. Okay. But most people don't know about alcohol with ALA. You know about it because you're listening to me. Some people know about it because they subscribe to Dr. Andrew Weil's newsletter. So people who pay for Andrew Weil's newsletter or people who listen to my radio program know about alcohol with ALA, restoring metabolism in the brain and the ability to use sugar for energy in the aging brain, why that's so good for your mood and your memory and preserving brain function, preventing the brain from deteriorating into things like mild cognitive impairment, brain shrinkage, and Alzheimer's disease, or even Parkinson's disease. But there's another thing you can use as an alternate fuel. It's called medium chain triglycerides. There's about four or five studies now where they gave Alzheimer's patients medium chain triglycerides. They're called MCT oils, and their brain could use that for energy. So in this study, it's not really placebo. They're using MCT oil in aging people, which really works quite well. So there's really no placebo here. MCT oil gives the brain energy. So the sardine oil was better than the MCT oil. That's important because that tells me something about when I help people whose relative has Alzheimer's, that the MCT oil doesn't work as well as fish oils. In this case, it was sardine oil. But yet krill oil outperformed all of them. And older people with memory complaints, when they gave them krill oil, it absolutely made their brain more efficient, more energetic. It was restoring metabolism to their aging brain. This is why when people come in and they're worried about Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease, I'm going to give them alcohol with ALA. I'm going to give them krill oil. And for some of them, I'm giving them NAC. Now, let's get back to us. What about the eyes? There has to be a lot of fish oils in your eyes. It's part of your eyes. But the level of fish oils declines in the aging brain, and it declines in the aging eyes. So these are researchers over in Australia, like the University of Melbourne. It's in the journal Ophthalmology, not too long ago, last year. And when they gave them fish oils versus olive oil, it was helpful for dry eye syndrome, okay? Dry eye disease. It helped with the itching, the stinging, the pain. Then they did a study comparing fish oils to krill oil. Krill oil, which worked much better for dry eye disease, for dry eye syndrome. Now, I have a whole bunch of other studies. Giving fish oils or krill oil is great for the brain. Like the University of Cincinnati Academic Health Center, the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Neuroscience, they just did a study on aging people. It's a 24-week study. A group of aging people between the ages of 62 to 82, they had cognitive decline. It was mild, but they were definitely forgetting things. If they gave them fish oil versus placebo, it absolutely had an effect on their memory. It boosted their cognitive performance. Now, what about the heart? Higher omega-3 levels. Now, where do you get omega-3s? Well, you could get it from shellfish like shrimp or crab or lobster. Or you could get it from fish. Or you could get it from fish oil supplements or krill oil supplements. That's where you get these things from. This is Annals of Internal Medicine, a great American journal. Annals of Internal Medicine. All the internists read this. It's a bunch of older Americans followed for 16 years. If they gave them krill oil, it lowered their risk of a heart attack. People with the highest levels of phosphatidyl fish oils, that's krill oil, 27% lower risk of dying over a, these are older people, over a 16-year period. 3,000 older people, 65 years of age or older, followed for 16 years. If they gave them krill oil, if they increased the level of phosphatide fish oils, which is found in krill oil, the risk of dying from heart disease was 35% lower, and the risk of dying from an arrhythmia, like atrial fibrillation or ventricular tachycardia, was 48% lower. This is Harvard School of Public Health. Okay, giving older people fish oils over a 16-year period reduced their risk of dying from heart disease and an arrhythmia, strongly reduced their risk of dying. So here's another one. Greater fish oil intake. Now, they're not saying fish intake. They're saying fish oil intake. How do you judge this? You test the blood for the amount of fish oil. It's Wageningen University. That's over in the Netherlands, you know, near Holland. They're looking at data on 22,000 people, followed for many years. Increasing your fish oil intake or your omega-3 fatty acid intake was preventing fatal heart disease and heart attacks. Higher levels of fish oils in the blood, a 25% lower risk of having a heart attack. Oh, no, I'm sorry. A 49% lower risk of fatal coronary heart disease, a 62% lower risk of a fatal heart attack. I mean, this is real. So here's a meta-analysis of a whole bunch of studies. It's in the journal Atherosclerosis, one of the journals of the American Heart Association. It's 11 randomized double-blinded human clinical trials, 16,000 men and women with heart disease, okay? 16,000 men and women with heart disease. If they had enough fish oils, regardless of the source, they were testing the amount of fish oils in their blood. If they had a lot of fish oils in their blood, it lowered their risk of sudden cardiac death by 33% and a fatal heart attack by 32%. I mean, that's unbelievable. So let's get into krill oil specifically. Let's go to the break a couple of seconds early. Do you mind, Sheila? Let's go to break a couple of seconds. I don't want to start reading these studies and then have to stop for the break. We'll be right back, Jerry Hickey and Fight Hall. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist, nutritionist, Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. We have other products on special on this program, but I'm not going to have a chance to talk about them. So if you come in or if you phone or you send an email, just ask what else is on special. They'll let you know. Because there's no point in just mentioning them and not explaining them. I'm not doing them justice. But if you call in or come and say, hey, what else is on special on this program? Now, krill oil. See, one of the things about krill oil, it reduces inflammation in the human body. And that's a very important finding. I'm going to tell you why. Krill oil is not just fish oils. There's other ingredients in it. Krill is a small cousin of shrimp. It's loaded with nutrition and protection. It has ingredients in it like choline for your memory and your liver health and your nerve health. It has fish oils attached to phosphatides for your memory and your heart. It has astaxanthin. Astaxanthin is such a powerful antioxidant, it protects diabetics and it protects smokers. That's how strong it is. And it protects people exposed to pollution. It's one of the strongest natural antioxidants on the planet. And the astaxanthin gets inside your cells. Most antioxidants don't work inside your cells. Astaxanthin will. So it's an amazing additional benefit from krill oil that you're getting one of the most strong, powerful antioxidants known to science that really has remarkable effects on the aging brain, aging eyes, aging heart, and aging liver. Now, so that's like an added inducement to switch to krill from fish oils. Fish oils are great. Krill oil is better. When you look at heart attacks, there's two major causes. They're not the only causes. Like once in a while, a heart attack could be caused by certain antibiotics or certain chemotherapeutic drugs or a virus or a fright, a scare. Okay? So there's, or just persistent stress. So there are some minor, less frequent causes of heart attacks. But the two major causes of heart attacks are inflammation and high levels of bad cholesterol. High levels of bad cholesterol is thought to be the cause of about half of all heart attacks. So they use statin drugs, like atorvastatin and simvastatin and rosuvastatin, to lower the bad cholesterol. But the other half have nothing to do with cholesterol. You could have low cholesterol and still have a heart attack. That happens in about half of all heart attacks. It's persistent inflammation. And when you go for your blood test, you can have this checked. It's called hsCRP, highly sensitive CRP. CRP is released from the liver when you're inflamed. So people with autoimmune diseases like lupus, or people with severe cancer, or people with terrible infections can have very high levels of CRP. But you need a finer, more sophisticated test to detect inflammation in the heart. That's called hsCRP. It will see that there's persistent elevations of minor inflammation inside the blood vessels of the heart. And you know yourself, clogged blood vessels in the heart are deadly. So a normal level of hsCRP is 1. Like mine is 0.3. It's almost non-existent. So normal levels, you want 1 or less. If your level of hsCRP is 2, right now you're developing plaque in your arteries. You're starting to clog the arteries in your heart. But if your level of hsCRP is over 3, like 3.5, it's deadly, because you have a huge increased risk of a life-ending heart attack or a life-ending stroke or a blood clot in your lungs or your legs. So a number of studies now show that krill oil very efficiently lowers inflammation in the heart. So even if you're on a statin, you need to be on krill oil. You need to have this supplement from some good company. And we're a very good company when it comes to krill oil. We actually trace our krill oil from the Antarctic to the fishing fleets to our factory to our capsule to my mouth, because every morning I take 3 krill oil. And like I said, if I'm eating a good fish that day, I might skip it. I may not. Depends on my eating habits. It depends on what I'm exposed to. I know what to do for my heart. And I'm cautious about that. I'm not afraid. I don't think anything at this point in my life scares me. That's the truth. You learn not to be afraid. You could train yourself not to be afraid. But the thing is that I'm cautious because there's heart attacks in the men in my family. I don't want a heart attack. There is one thing that scares me, paperwork. I hate paperwork. If I have to, like, look at organizing my tax receipts, I'm horrified. That scares me. Does the dentist scare me? No. Does surgery scare me? No. But paperwork frightens the heck out of me. My wife does all the paperwork. She knows I'm useless with it. In any event. It's amazing because I do an awful lot of paperwork for my company, but that doesn't bother me. But like paperwork, like organizing my office at home and my taxes and all that, I can't stand it. Okay, I'm sure nobody likes that. So here's looking at krill and inflammation in the heart. It's researchers up in Canada. It's the Journal of the American College of Nutrition. Within the first week, krill oil, at normal doses, 2 capsules a day, reduced inflammation in the heart by 19.3%. Okay, within the first week, it reduced inflammation in your heart by 19.3%. The cause of half of all heart attacks within the first week of taking it, krill already reduced it by almost 20%. What about a month later? Krill, within 1 month, reduced, and this is just a regular dosage, 2 capsules a day. Krill, within 1 month, reduced inflammation in the heart by 32.1% on average. Some people might have been 35%, some people might have been 25%. But on average, across this population with inflammation in their heart, krill oil reduced their inflammation by 32.1% within a month. Within a month. I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. So here they're looking at the ability to reduce inflammation in the heart. They're comparing krill oil to prescription fish oils. Many of you might be on prescription fish oils. And they do lower triglycerides. That's a kind of greasy fat that's involved with heart disease. And they do lower inflammation. It's just the krill worked better. So this is a double-blind randomized human clinical trial. It's the University of Bologna over in Italy. Very sophisticated. Bologna is a very sophisticated city. It's their medical and surgical sciences departments. It's in the Archives of Medical Science recently. They gave them either placebo or krill oil or fish oils, prescription fish oils, the ones you get from your pharmacy. Krill worked the best. Placebo did nothing. It's not. I mean, placebo can't help your heart. That's ridiculous. But they have to use placebo in these studies. I mean, that's how they do studies. No doubt about it, prescription fish oils lowered triglyceride, greasy fats. That's another kind of fat other than cholesterol. There's two greasy fats in the body that build up and can clog your arteries and cause a heart attack. One is triglycerides, the other is cholesterol. So the statins lower cholesterol, they don't lower triglycerides. The prescription fish oils lower triglycerides. Krill worked better. A krill at half the dosage was almost equal with lowering triglycerides. Okay, they used half the dose. I don't know why they don't compare apples to apples. They're comparing apples to oranges all the time. But they gave two krill oil capsules a day, or the very powerful prescription fish oils, two capsules. It was twice the potency. Yet the krill was almost as effective in lowering triglycerides, but it was much stronger in lowering inflammation in the heart. Much stronger at lowering inflammation in the heart. So here's University College London, their medical school, and also their Department of Clinical Biochemistry, and the University of Bologna, and various pharmacy schools in Europe. It's in the journal Nutrition Reviews. And they did a systematic review and meta-analysis. So they're looking for studies on krill oil and cholesterol levels. Here's what they found. They found seven eligible studies that were really high quality, lacking bias, well-reported. Okay, seven eligible human clinical trials. Krill oil lowered LDL cholesterol by 16 points. Now, fish oils don't lower LDL. Why would krill lower LDL? Because krill also has choline, astaxanthin. It has monounsaturated fats avocados and walnuts and olive oil. Krill also has phosphatides, so it works much better. So krill lowered LDL cholesterol by 16 points on average. It lowered triglycerides by 14 points. But it also raised HDL. Fish oils cannot raise HDL. Krill oil raised HDL by 7 points. I mean, there's a lot to say about krill. So if you take krill oil, it does have protective effects in the breasts. That's been documented. Fish oils protect the breasts. Fish oils lower the risk of a hip fracture and broken bones and bone loss. So krill oil do it because it lowers the inflammation that causes bone loss. Krill oil lowers inflammation in your heart and lowers your risk of developing Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease and vascular dementia. It also lowers your risk of sudden cardiac death. That kills about 315,000 Americans each year and lowers your risk of dying from a heart attack very dramatically. A big decrease, a big decline. And this is even in people with already existing heart disease. So, yes, you better believe I take our krill. We have a superior krill. It's from the Antarctic. It's really clean. It's a sustainable fishery. That's why we have Friend of the Sea certification, and we also have current good manufacturing certification. There's no mercury, there's no PCBs, there's no phthalates, there's no parabens in there, there's nothing like that. It's really clean stuff. It's really fresh, and it's good for your brain, your bones, your muscles, your joints, your heart, and a woman's breasts. So krill oil is on special. Alcohol with ALA burns a little belly fat, builds a little strength and muscle. Great for your physical energy, great for your mental energy, great for your memory. And it helps address nerve pain and nerve damage. And I also use it for tinnitus. But when it comes to tinnitus, I also give cocoa. We know that alcohol with ALA is useful for tinnitus. The studies out of the military indicate that. But we started to find that our clients using our cocoa, it's real cocoa, it's real clean, when they added cocoa to the alcohol with ALA, it really worked for tinnitus. So now we have a tinnitus program on our website and in our catalog where we mix cocoa with alcohol with ALA. You get a discount on both if you buy them together. But alcohol with ALA is on special today. I've never seen anything better for nerve health and nerve pain. And it's fantastic for your memory and mental and physical energy. God bless. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Get in touch. Talk to you again soon. Jerry Hickey and Fight Health Radio. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989.
That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.